everybody.
Welcome back to Mile Higher Podcast, where we take your mind a mile higher. But today, we're actually going to be taking your mind a mile lower because we're going to be talking about dumb criminals and crimes. Some of the stupidest things you've ever seen.
This is going to be so good.
It's going to be really good. We figured that we've had a couple, you know, really intense podcast episodes, and we were feeling like we needed a laugh in our lives. We felt like you guys would enjoy the laugh as well. So we came up with the idea to kind of react to a bunch of different dumb
crimes.
Yeah. Really funny stuff. So that's what we're doing today. You guys should let us know if you would like to see a part two of this in the future by hitting the thumbs up if you're on YouTube and stuff.
Endless.
Oh my gosh, there are endless dumb people.
Dumb.
It's true.
Crimes and yeah, it's so
true.
But before we get into that, we do have a couple news topics we got to talk about. And as well as we'd like to thank our sponsors for today, Raycon Native Ritual and the Farmer's Dog for sponsoring today's episode. Really excited to tell you guys about those. But let's just dive right into things here. So last week we had talked about the Amazon fires, and throughout that conversation, you know, we brought up Leonardo DiCaprio and just like, you know, how he champions the environmental crisis, which is awesome. And, you know, we mentioned that, like, why doesn't he donate some money? Or I mentioned that. Why doesn't he donate some money?
Yeah.
And of course, literally, like, what was it, the next day?
Well, that's not only what you were talking about. You were talking about, because the reason we brought it up is because he did share an incorrect picture of the Amazon fires. If you didn't see the episode last week,
that was
the
main point we were trying to make.
Yeah, like, you should double check the photos you share.
Right.
But then we were like, oh, maybe he could do some other things for it. However, that, like, you know, we recorded this episode a little bit in advance, and he ended up donating like 2 days ago from when we're recording now.
Yeah, his foundation gave like $5 million. And, you know, they play. And obviously, you know, I always forget that he does have this foundation that is literally, you know, fighting climate change and has been for a while, and has given like over $100 million. So, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we were just pointing it out that he shared the wrong photo. That was interesting. It wasn't just him. It was a lot of celebrities sharing incorrect photos. There was just a whole thing about everyone sharing incorrect photos, even just regular people. They were just going around. So yeah, it was kind of an interesting, it was interesting hearing the feedback because some people were like, oh my gosh, don't talk about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, and like, I'm a huge fan. So yeah, I didn't want to make it seem like I was just like ragging on him.
No, we love him. That's why we were like, yeah, no, he does much more than most people do. But yeah, it was at the point, at that point, he had not made a donation. And then there was another big story out of Oklahoma this week. A judge has ordered Johnson & Johnson, the family company. It's interesting right here. They say family of companies.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange? They normally say the family company, but I wonder if their true name.
Or are they actually saying family of companies? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, anyway. It does sound like the family company. Yeah.
Well, that's what they say on TV. And they do say the family company.
Interesting. Yeah.
But apparently it's family of companies. Anyway, a judge has ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million for their role in the opioid epidemic.
In Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was a state case. And yeah, that's a lot of money. So Johnson & Johnson, obviously, we
pretty much
all know. You know, we all have used products from Johnson & Johnson. They make Band-Aids. They make, that's like the main one that we all know. But they make a ton of different stuff. They have like a ton of companies.
We no longer buy their products.
Right.
We are cruelty-free now. They are not a cruelty-free company.
No, they are not cruelty-free.
Many products are underneath them. Everything like Neutrogena, Clean & Clear, Rembrandt, Purell, Aveeno, Zyrtec. I mean, just tons of companies. Pepcid. Vaseline.
There's something that Visine. We all have used, I guarantee you. I
mean, not Vaseline, Visine. Yep.
Yeah.
Splenda.
So they make all of those, but what a lot of people don't know as well is that they actually make prescription pills.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they make an opioid called, or they make fentanyl. They make their version of that. Mm-hmm. It's got its own name, which is literally one of the strongest opioids on the planet. Is probably the most potent as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they also make a pain reliever that uses tramadol. And then Concerta, which is, you know, for hyperactive activity disorder and narcolepsy.
Dude, I was put on Concerta when I was really young and it made me crazy. It was the one I had the worst reaction to. I was like really mad all the time. Like as a kid, my mom said I would just kick the back of her seat and like throw fits all the time and, wreck things, rip things up. I punched my wall. Like, and I was really young and my mom's like, this is so weird. I'm bringing her in. And it was because I was on Concerta.
Really?
Yeah. They took me off of it. I was fine.
I've heard that's pretty intense stuff. I've never used any of those. So.
It's really intense to take as a kid too.
Yeah. And all of these can, you know, you can get addicted to them.
Yeah.
And things like that. So they've literally lost a lawsuit because the judge deemed that they were actually making false and dangerous sales campaigns in the state, basically minimizing the addiction, yes. How addictive it is.
We talked about this on the podcast at one point. I'm pretty sure this was one of our big intro pharma
one or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about this when it was just in the works and they were trying to sue them.
Yeah. And apparently like their salesmen were just like going to all these doctors that,
yes,
you know, basically could have been pill mills and things like that. So, they weren't, you know, actively trying to make sure that, you know, things were being done right. And this is what the court deemed.
Yeah,
they were responsible for. And obviously Johnson & Johnson, I believe, is appealing and things like that and is fighting this thing. But it is a good sign that we are starting to, you know, hold these pharmaceutical companies responsible for the opioid crisis, because a lot of it is their fault. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's look at all the drug ads lives. And everything. Yeah.
I mean, if I remember right, their advertising was basically saying that it doesn't cause any addiction and stuff.
Right.
You can just take it and you'll be fine.
Pretty much, yeah.
Think about how many people decided to take it because of that.
Yeah.
How many lives were destroyed, how many people they spread it to.
Right.
Just families destroyed. I mean, it's about time someone's held accountable.
So they're giving, $575 million is what they essentially will go towards treatment, overdose prevention, and any other opioid epidemic-related costs.
Interesting.
Which they originally, the lawsuit was for $17 billion, actually, was what the actual original lawsuit was. But they got $512 million, which I still think is pretty good.
Mm.
And they're still negotiating. So that is some good news there, at least. But we've got a Jeffrey Epstein update for you as well. This is kind of crazy. So the FBI is currently examining two broken cameras outside the jail cell where Epstein was, where he died. Apparently two of these cameras reportedly malfunctioned.
That's such a load of shit. Who is believing this? I don't think anyone. I haven't seen really anyone defending Jeffrey Epstein or being like, no, it was definitely a suicide. I feel like most people are saying like, what the
hell?
This is
way too fishy, man. It's way too fishy.
I feel like this is making some conspiracy theorists just, you know, because people are like, whoa.
Yeah.
No, just like literally making some new conspiracy
theorists. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just people questioning the official story. Yeah.
What the hell? This doesn't make any sense.
It's like, come on, like they just malfunction, like they happen to malfunction.
Yeah, that's very convenient.
The most important time this jail's ever faced, practically. Like,
yeah, and the judge, they all wrapped that whole case up this week,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they dismissed it.
Victim statements from the girls, yep.
Dismissed the whole criminal case against Epstein.
Yep.
Which, I mean, that doesn't mean necessarily we're not going to see justice for the victims, because apparently the prosecutor said they're still going to go try to
they're
go after
try.
Any co-conspirators, but I think it's a lot harder
it's
without
them. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
Because they can just deny
it. Those girls know it too. Mm-hmm. They know they got so screwed by this happening.
Because he could have, you know, they might have been able to flip Epstein or something and get him to.
Yeah. If you guys are interested, you can type in like Jeffrey Epstein victim statements on YouTube and they'll probably come up. I think they're on there. And it's just interesting to hear what they all went through. It was really rough.
Yeah. Like, the allegations against Alan Dershowitz, I was watching him, like, I think he was on Fox News or something, and he was just sitting there, like, denying everything, just being like, this is totally false, you know, they're just making shit up, basically, for money and things like that. And it's just like, really? That just seems, like, so unlikely to me, you know?
It really does.
So they're actually sending the cameras to the FBI crime lab, which is the big one in Quantico, which is good. I mean, hopefully they can figure out. But apparently one of the cameras is not like totally fucked and has some footage they might be able to pull from it. And these cameras should literally show us exactly what happened. Cause you're already seeing, I don't know, I was at the grocery store and the National Enquirer is already like putting shit on there. Like, you know, it wasn't really him. Is he really dead? Things like that.
Yeah. A lot of people think that.
And
actually,
people are thinking that maybe it was like staged and things like
it
that.
It could
be. Yeah. And I mean, it could be for sure, but
I've seen like pictures, but it's hard to tell online whether or not things are real or photoshopped or anything.
Or something,
but I've seen like comparisons of like the body they brought out compared to like a side profile of his actual face. And they like look different.
Well, and I mean, we never got a full on shot of him or anything coming out. Of
nothing
the hospital
would shock
or anything.
Me, man. I mean, there's some sketchy shit going on.
It's true. It's true.
So it'll be interesting to see what comes back from that.
Yeah. the possibilities are always there, man.
How much you want to bet though, this will either just drop off or they'll be like, yeah, we weren't able to do anything.
Yeah, they're or the crime lab takes like 9 months or like 2 years to like extract it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think bottom line is that we probably won't ever know the truth about Jeffrey Epstein, unfortunately.
No.
And that's just the nature of the situation. And because really powerful people are involved and, you know, it's easy to cover shit up. But the last story I've got for you is actually a very good story. Good news story.
Love hearing these.
So this is about a man named George Gannon, who was told by doctors in Thailand that he only had months to live after a grave diagnosis of not one, but 12 brain tumors.
That's wild.
That's crazy. That's man. A lot. I can't even imagine getting like the news spilled.
I wonder too, how big they each were. That's so big. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean they have to be big necessarily, but 12.
Oh my gosh, that's so many
that's
though.
Serious, man. So after diagnosis and immediate return to the UK, George took matters into his own hands, which allowed him to achieve like a miracle, essentially. Yeah. The 30-year-old began using CBD oil in December of last year before stopping chemotherapy treatments in February due to significant deterioration of his health caused by the powerful chemotherapy tablets, which is just so true. Like chemotherapy is just so brutal,
hard on
man.
Your body. Yeah.
I've watched like somebody go through it before and it just like, I mean, it's
devastating.
Nearly kills you because it's trying to kill your body of all the cancer, but
it's like a tough balance almost.
It's like barely being alive though, man. It's miserable.
Hard. Yeah.
It's super hard. So he was doing chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And what George said about it was that, quote unquote, the medication I was being prescribed was literally destroying me. I looked like the poster person for cancer. I was so ill. It all got very dark. It felt as though the doctors assume I don't have long left and just kind of gave up on.
I feel like that's how a lot of patients end up feeling too.
And there were even talks of me going into hospice at one point.
Damn, how depressing.
But that's when him and his girlfriend began researching alternative methods of treatment. And the more they read about CBD, the more promising it sounded. So they made the decision to come off the drugs by choice and decide to take a natural path using cannabis oil instead. And after 3 months of CBD oil used three times a day at a cost of $1,600 per month, which is cheap compared to what chemotherapy costs, scans showed that George's tumors stopped growing.
Wow.
Literally. And like, it can only be related to the CBD because that's all he was doing.
I've seen multiple stories like this, especially about brain tumors being reduced. That's what I see often.
Yeah.
This happened to one of my friends with cancer.
Really?
She was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer at age 21, went through the regular treatment, and it was just destroying her.
Is this one of your coworkers?
Yeah. And it was destroying her. And she ended up being like, you know what, screw this. I'm going to try and do more natural path. And she said that she doused herself in CBD and I think THC as well. And then ate like all organic, really nutritious foods until this day. She's like, I mean, I owe it to cannabis for literally saving my life.
Did she do CBD oil or THC oil?
Both. But she said CBD was like an all day constant thing. And
interesting.
Because
this guy used just CBD.
Yeah, I know. It's
But I've heard it.
She also uses, THC too, but
THC is supposed to make the CBD work even better.
Yeah, well, they were combined, and I think for like also like helping with nausea and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
THC can really help. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it does a lot. It makes a big difference with that.
So, anyways,
that's so interesting.
I mean, there's so many stories like that.
Research into it because it seems like it's so much of a better route. You don't have to go through chemotherapy, and it could possibly work. And of course, it may not work for everyone. It's a huge decision. We're not saying like everyone with
cancer
should
don't do chemotherapy or something.
Yeah,
because I mean, he did
his best for you personally, and it's different in every case. But this is really awesome to see this happening, and hopefully, there's even more money put into this and research.
Yeah, I totally think it will because it's pretty much legal in most places. But to wrap up his story, essentially what he did was he started taking CBD oil constantly. It got him to a point where he felt actually like decent enough to go through another round of chemotherapy. And so he did a low dose of it. But then the MRI results afterwards revealed that he was essentially cancer free in less than a year.
Wow. So I wonder if he would have been able to without the tiny bit of it.
Well,
interesting. So maybe if them working in combination could be really useful for some people.
Well, I think the main thing with it is like chemotherapy works well in getting rid of the tumors. But I think if you can stunt the growth of them, I don't know if the chemotherapy always does that. So if the CBD oil does that for you, then, you know, the two team together might be able to knock it out like it did for this guy, which is pretty incredible. And I mean, like we talked about previously, you know, it's already been proven to be 30 times more effective as a pain relief or pain reliever than aspirin.
And I'm so happy to see so much coming out about the benefits of it medically, you know, and for more people to understand that and see how it can impact people like this guy on such a huge level. It's just awesome to see. It's such a miracle plant. It should be legal everywhere.
No, seriously. And like, last little bit. Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots, just retired, and he has just been like brutalized with injuries. If you don't know who he is, he's a really famous football player, but he just got beat up like crazy throughout his career and just was messed up. He was like talking about that how after they won the Super Bowl, he couldn't even like party that night because he just was like in so much pain from. I mean, football is like gladiator sport,
dude.
You know, he retired early. He's only 29, and now he is partnering up with a CBD company and like promoting it to other, trying to get the NFL to allow it. Like the NFL should absolutely be allowing cannabis products and players to use them. Absolutely. The fact that they don't is insane.
They're showing we've watched things on football players, other football players, lesser known ones than Rob, but people who have retired and that have CTE.
Yeah, totally.
Which stands for what again? CTE.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting. Janelle, will you look it up? I forget what it stands for, but it's basically from being hit in the head over and over again, having multiple concussions.
It's chronic traumatic and some, I'm not going to try it, but it's basically a neurodegenerative disease that caused by repeated head injuries.
Yeah. Yep. And so tons of football players end up with this.
You're smacking your heads together all day, every day. So.
And CBD can be really good for it, even THC oil as well.
It's just cool to see it, you know, branching out. So, let's go ahead and get into some of these dumb crimes, man.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It's going to be really entertaining. But before we do, we want to thank our first sponsors for today. I don't know if you're a music lover like I am, but one thing that is super important to me is a great pair of headphones. Better yet, wireless earbuds for the gym, for going just out and about. They're easy to carry. And boy, do I have a recommendation for you. You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. If you didn't already know, Raycon earbuds start about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. But their latest model is the best one yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Seriously, their earbuds are really comfortable and they actually stay in your ear. They give you different size little ear pads, which are super helpful so you get that perfect fit. When I go to the gym, I don't have to worry about my earbuds falling out of my ears as I'm doing different exercises. They really do stay in there good and they sound amazing. And I'm not just saying that. What's also cool about them is they come in a bunch of different colors. They don't have dangling wires or stems. They come with a little chargeable case that you put them back into when you're done using them. And this company was actually founded by Ray J, and other celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B also love Raycon as well. So make sure you pick up your pair to see what all the hype is about. And now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. You can get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/milehigher. That's buyraycon.com/milehigher for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Again, buyraycon.com/milehigher for 15% off.
So recently I've been switching to a lot of all natural and cruelty-free beauty products. And one of those products I've had to, you know, rediscover is deodorant. A lot of the deodorants I was using had a lot of harmful chemicals in them, including aluminum, which may be linked to breast cancer. So that's definitely not something I wanted to be using anymore. I mean, you think about your underarms, their pores, and stuff's going in as well as out. I've tried a bunch of different natural deodorants, and Native is by far my favorite. I love Native because it comes in a bunch of different scents. You can find one that, you know, works for you. I've been personally loving their lavender sage as well as their almond coconut, which has been really nice. And keep in mind, when switching to a natural deodorant, your body does have to get used to those natural ingredients. So you do have to, you know, kind of wait a couple of weeks before you're going to see the best results. There's no risk to try Native. They offer free returns and exchanges in the USA. And you can also do their subscribe and save option, which saves you 17%, which is $2 per stick. And that really adds up. And it is delivered to your door every 1, 2, 3, or 4 months, depending on what's best for you and how much you go through. So check it out today and get 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com and use the code MILEHIGHER during checkout for 20% off. That is 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com. BetterHelp.com using the code MILEHIGHER during checkout.
Alrighty, so this first crime is about a man named Klaus Schmidt, who in August of 1995 tried to rob a bank in Berlin just the normal way, walking in with a gun and demanding money. Obviously, this is pretty standard, but as the robbery progressed, the bank employees noticed that the criminal was acting rather strangely. At one point, one of them asked the robber if he needed a bag, and he replied, "You're damn right, it's a real gun," in quotes. So, like, what? You're like, what? I was like, "You need a bag?" He's like, "It's a great gun." And then this made them realize that Schmidt had a noticeable handicap. He was deaf. Taking advantage, the employee was like, "Okay, well, what you're trying to do in a bank is there's like a little button under the desk. You flip it and it turns on an alarm and stuff." And so he did that, and the robber's just completely oblivious because he can't hear this incredibly loud alarm that's going off.
Oh my gosh.
And the police approaching the bank. He was completely calm and patient, just continuing to, you know, spout off threats like, "Give me the money," blah, blah, blah. Have oblivious to the fact that the alarm's on, the cops are literally at the door. And he'd even make it out of the bank. I don't even think he got out the door before the cops just like walked in behind him and arrested him because he couldn't hear what was going on. But now he's pissed because now he's in jail for you know, the bank robbery.
Well,
but he's trying to sue.
Anyway.
He's trying to sue the bank for taking advantage
of
his
disability.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. No, that is not an excuse for robbing a bank, my friend.
No, if anything, I mean, that's like smart.
All right.
What do you got next, Kendall?
So you may have already seen this story on our Instagram account at Mile Higher Podcast. We post stuff there first. But this is a crazy story I've been following this week. This is about the Botox Bandit, okay? So this story is out of Sugarland, Texas, and this woman is still on the loose. Police are looking for her, and she is now struck twice, actually.
Damn.
Yes, so.
She's a serial robber now.
She is. So if you recognize the woman in this clip, guys, let us know. Police are still looking for her as of the time we are recording this podcast. But this is the first video I posted the other night to our Instagram account if you want to hit play. She basically pulls up to a med spa, which is like, you know, Botox, injections, Juvederm, all that kind of stuff. And she uses a power tool to break into the building in the middle of the night. She just got her car like out right in front.
She's cutting the glass on the door too.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Cutting glass. It's like, yeah, we have the sound off, but... Yeah, she pulls the glass out in one big piece, gently sets it down, sneaks her ass in there. Once she gets in, she actually leaves. She decides to move her car so that no one will, like, you know, be suspicious. And
even though she has no mask on, there's cameras, security cameras.
Yeah, nothing. So she goes in and she steals $7,000 worth of Botox creams.
Wow.
Yeah. Botox creams, Botox injections, a bunch of expensive shit. Cost the guy $7,000. And then... he also had to fix the door that she broke. I mean, the glass window.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so listen to him.
It was stunning to see how determined she was to get in using a power tool.
She was driving a light-colored Mercedes SUV, and they're saying that she's a soccer mom. That's what they're calling her, but I don't think they ever figured out who she is. They said they were still looking for her. And then she struck again, you guys. Play this news clip.
The so-called Botox Bandit strikes again. Tonight, the owner of the Sugarland Med Spa, broken into just last week, says the same woman hit another location, making off with more Botox. Channel 2's Brittany Jeffers live near Greenway Plaza tonight with the crime alert. Brittany?
Dominique, if you take a look, you can see the extent of the damage out here. And the business owner tells me that this is twice in 1 week that he's had this kind of a cleanup. After pushing on the shattered storefront at 2:12 in the morning, a woman inches her way through shards of glass. Alfonso Perez showed me the mess that he discovered the next morning.
We found an incredible scene. Somebody had sawed off some of the window and pulled the rest of the window out to get in.
He called HPD and says the woman left a trail of blood hitting room.
And she ransacked through here.
After room at Botox RN Med Spa.
She put syringes, needles, alcohol swabs.
In all, about $9,000 worth of anti-aging products and Botox.
It was like, this cannot really be happening again to us.
So yeah, she
Holy shit.
Yeah, same business, different locations.
Do we know it's the same woman, though?
Well, they believe so. There's footage of her. Actually, I think it was still in the rest of that clip. But yeah, you can keep playing it, I guess.
7 days ago, his business in Sugarland was also burglarized. We showed you the video of the woman using a battery-powered grinding saw to get in. And Perez thinks the same thief hit him twice.
We believe it's the same person because it's exactly the same way.
He says the woman's Mercedes also looks similar, but this can't continue. Now, the business owner tells me that he was upset because he says that his ADT cameras here didn't trigger the alarm or capture any video, but he was very grateful that there was surveillance video out here from neighboring businesses at this strip mall center.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Okay, well, that clears up that question.
Yeah.
Was it the same person?
I know.
She doesn't even bother. Like, she's not even hiding, though. Like, no. What's wrong with
you? She's like, just, like, completely out there. She's not wearing a mask or anything. And no. She's already been caught once, so why would you do it again?
And now her blood's
all over
the
same guy? Yeah. He's like, and he said that he doesn't think that she's trying to target him specifically. It's nothing personal, he thinks. He thinks she just, like, is targeting their med spa because they have the best product. So it's almost like a advertisement.
Oh,
for him.
My God. Of course they're doing that. But she's like not even using gloves, guys. Like, she's just pushing the glass. She's got blood all over the glass. They're going to ID her like ASAP. I'm sure they
My question
her
is,
blood.
Do you think she's using it on herself? I mean, she clearly uses some of it on herself. You can tell she has Botox literally from the cameras. But could she be using all of that for herself?
No, she's probably like, selling it too.
Yeah, she's probably getting it for some other girls too.
Black market, man.
Selling it around the neighborhood.
I bet you if you went and like Google, like a lot, what they do is they go on like Facebook Marketplace and they start selling it there and stuff.
She's on Nextdoor like, hello, if you any of you ladies out there are seeking some Botox treatment.
Oh my gosh.
I've got the plug, all right?
Yeah, well, maybe by next week we'll be able to update you guys that the Botox bandit has been shut down and captured. But as of right now, she's still on the loose. So watch out. Hide your Botox, ladies and gentlemen.
So this next story is kind of interesting. So if you're a Simpsons fan, which I am, I don't know, are you guys Simpsons fans? Did you ever watch The Simpsons at all?
Anything I have seen, I think is really entertaining, but I wasn't allowed to watch it as a kid. Like, it was the only show that was banned in my house, literally. My mom let us watch anything else, but no Simpsons. I don't really know why, because it's not that bad.
No, it's not
that
bad.
From what I've seen, it's not too bad.
No, Simpsons it's not bad at all. Legendary There's a lot show. Worse out there
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's this like classic Simpsons episode called Lisa the Skeptic, in which Homer and a few other Springfield criminals fall for a police sting involving free motorboats. It's a really funny episode, actually. So in 2011, Derbyshire, England police actually used a similar strategy by offering wanted criminals free beer. So they like got a van and a bunch of like, you know, boxes of beer, and they sent notices. Or the criminals actually got notices from undercover officers being like, hey, come get a free crate of beer. And so they actually were assigned a number and everything and set up a time and place to collect their winnings. Like, they told them they won this free box of beer. And they're like, oh,
and they didn't
sweet.
Tell them it's the police.
Right, exactly. Because it was all an undercover operation. And they showed up and they got arrested. They caught all those guys.
Wow.
With free beer.
They should do that in America for some of the criminals they're after, but just offer something better than just free beer.
I don't think that the beer works
in
America.
You won a raffle or something. Like, you won $10,000.
Money.
Yeah. You could probably get some fugitives to come out for that.
But I feel like in America, like, so many like savvy criminals are, you know, used to undercover police doing shit like, you know, things like that to catch them.
That's actually hilarious that they did that and it worked.
Yeah, but it actually worked.
That's so crazy. Awesome. So I found this next story last night and I was laughing so hard at this. This is probably one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. So there was this girl. She was 19 at the time in Nebraska in 2013. And she ended up doing some very bad things. She robbed a bank. She stole a car.
Yeah.
And after she did all these things, she got away with it. But she went home and she decided to brag about it on YouTube. So she made this video, and I've edited this video because it was so old and like it was almost like stop motion. I had to like speed it up and stuff, but play this. This is the weirdest thing. You can just play it. There's no sound.
Okay.
I took out the sound because the video is just Green Day, actually. So it's really sped up, but she says, I stole a car. She shows a little pipe. She's smoking right now, and then she talks about how she's like filling a bowl, full bowl of weed, something, something. And then, she's showing her weed that she has. And...
oh my God.
Like, sorry, this part's like, dude, what are you doing? She was clearly high. An ounce of, and I don't even know.
What a random video.
Yeah, just wait. It's so funny. She said, I stole a car. And then she starts talking about how the car is shiny. She says, I'm rich. I can pay off my financial aid. And tomorrow I'm going on a shopping spree. So it continues of her. So she's doing like this old thing, if you're listening, where you hold up signs. This was like a big trend back then too. You remember?
Yeah.
So many people made videos like that, or they did it on their hands or something.
Usually it's about Siri stuff.
Yeah.
Not like...
She's like literally confessing to her crime. So, and then I robbed a bank. And she's like, oh my gosh. So wait, then she gets it out. Here's her cash. Look at it. She shows all the cash. It's $6,000. She says exactly how much it was. I told my mom she thinks I met a new boy because she's so happy that her mom thinks something good happened to her.
Yeah.
She shows it all. And then during this whole thing, it's just blasting Green Day. And the video's 8 minutes long. This is way sped up. Why? She goes, oh, because she is a victim of the government, is what she said. Right. She said that the whole system's a joke and that they took her son, which is very scary thinking that this woman possibly has a baby, but they stole my baby. They took him away. So she decides to rob a bank. So yeah, she ended up getting caught because of this. Someone reported this to the police. Yeah, and she would have possibly gotten away with it if she didn't. But she did rob this bank. There's a picture of her robbing the bank.
Huh.
Yeah. She was literally on camera and they were able to connect it and found out that it was the exact same amount. She also stole a car and everything. So they went and arrested her. There's pictures of them arresting her. And when she was arresting them, she actually handed them a note. Or when she was robbing the bank, handed them a note and said, you are being robbed. No alarms, no locks or phones, or ink bags. I have a loaded gun. You have 2 minutes. So she ended up having to give all of it back. They got everything back except for $30, and she got arrested.
Yeah, and she was, and not only did she go home and like get on YouTube and record a video, but she didn't even bother to change her clothes or nothing.
No,
they ID'd her like obviously because of her face, but
the same outfit. The same day they were able to put everything together.
Dumb.
Like she immediately went home and was like, "Look what I did, guys!" Like while I'm smoking a bowl,
bragging about robbing a bank and getting a free car.
Isn't that so crazy that she did that too?
What the hell? What did she think was going to happen?
I know.
Like, you can't just do that.
I know.
And expect to get
away with it. And she had Green Day on the whole time. Oh, like, she was like so hard.
Yeah.
She's like, I walk a lonely road.
It was so good.
Wow.
So this next one is a cold case. The Blue Bell ice cream liquors. Some of you may have seen this on social media earlier this summer. I think the first time this happened, at least that we know of, that it went viral was like earlier this summer, maybe July. And it was really, really disgusting. This girl decided to open a container of ice cream, a Blue Bell container, because they don't have the plastic seal on theirs, which is good. I mean, reducing plastic. That's why they don't have it. Now they are putting them on there, sadly, because this went viral. It became a really serious issue. And the most recent one was a 24-year-old who put this on his social media. His name is DeAdrian Anderson. And the thing was, is he, well, let's first play the clip, actually.
Come on, let's go. Hurry up.
This isn't funny to me. It like makes me mad.
Yeah, me like, too. It's so it's irritating. Fucked up, man. It's so gross. So yeah, so he's 24 years old. So what they found out is he actually didn't just put it back. He ended up getting that container after the video was done. There's actual footage of him on the security cameras at the location buying the container that he licked. So he only posted it for clout. Like being like, oh, look what I did. But then he ended up buying it anyway and took it home. So it didn't really matter. But because of this, the store was like under scrutiny because it like went viral again. And Blue Bell had to dump, or the store, I guess, had to pay for a bunch of the ice cream that they just had to get rid of. Right. Because
how do they know that he didn't go and look more? You
exactly.
Know?
So they were pressing charges against him because he's 24 years old. The thing is, and this is actually punishable up to a year and a $4,000 fine possible.
Which it should be. You shouldn't be able to go into a grocery store and open up a bunch of food.
Yeah.
You know, fuck it up and then put it back for somebody else
especially
to get
it. Especially for clout, really?
Yeah.
Come on, dude, really? Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, this happened back in July the first time, and it was this girl. So you can play the clip of the girl doing it.
Lick it. Oh, you foul. Put it back. Oh, you.
So, yeah, pretty disgusting.
I don't understand, man. Like, what are we really at that level for clout now?
Oh,
like,
we were eating Tide Pods last year, so
right.
Who could do the most shocking thing?
Actually, this was not like well received on the internet at all. People like ripped this girl. Like everyone, it went viral because people are sharing it. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, this is sick. So
it's the same as like if you go to a buffet and you walk through the buffet and spit on everything. It's the same thing.
That's so gross.
Like,
it's so sick.
Who wants that? That's disgusting.
Yeah, now that they have to like change their ice cream packaging for that, I'm pretty sure they're doing that.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
The first time that it happened, the girl was under 17, so she just got a warning that she could have faced up to 20 years in jail and fines up to $10,000. It is not a joke. She is so lucky that she's young, and they were actually just going to charge the boyfriend because he was the one filming it being like, oh, you're nasty, blah, blah, blah. He was... you know, basically partaking in the act, and he was over 17, so they were about to charge his ass. They decided not to, but...
Which the charge is criminal mischief is what they're charging these people with, which is pretty much what it is.
Yeah, so but people better stop, because even if you buy this shit and you just do it for clout, they're still going to come after you.
Yeah, because I mean, like...
There's been, like, a few people doing this, too. I don't think these two are the only ones.
There's going to be... pretty soon, you're going to go to, like, the grocery store and go down the freezer aisle, and they're going to have, like... armed security down there, like making
no,
sure
they
people
did.
Do. Like,
they actually did.
No fucking way. Seriously, they got armed security for this.
A Corpus Christi location in Texas, several hours away from this location, placed an employee with a water gun outside the freezer
water
to
gun.
Keep potential ice cream lickers away because it was trending.
Hey, you!
Isn't that so great?
Just like with a super soaker, like
I was dying reading that. That's really, really funny. So, yeah, I mean, it sucks for Bluebell because this has been like a major thing for them.
Well, and then they had
some girl decided to lick it.
Yeah, and then like not that long ago, they had the whole like E. coli or whatever issue.
Yeah, they just got out of the news.
They just
for that.
Got back on their feet and they're like, oh, fuck, now you guys are doing this to us. What the hell?
I know.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah.
That's kind of a funny one.
That's
though,
it
for sure.
The cold case.
So, the next thing I got is about a robber who gives, a cashier his phone number when he's doing an armed robbery. So in 2008, this 18-year-old named Ruben wanted to rob a muffler shop in Chicago. So he entered the store armed with a gun and demanded money. But there was a problem. Most of the money, as in most establishments or businesses, is located in the safe, right? Like they don't keep like every bit of, you know, money they have up front. So the guy that was working there was like, dude, I can't open the safe. You know, it's only the manager can open it. He's like, okay, well, let me give you my cell phone number so you can call me when the manager gets in so I can come back.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah, like, what?
How on earth did you think that was going to end well, bro?
He was like, he wanted to be efficient, so he decided to save time and just give him the cell phone number and call him when the manager returns. Of course, the employee probably was like dying inside. It was like,
yeah, sure, man. Right after I called the police.
Yeah, sure thing. So he calls the police and then they just had the, it was like they staged a sting for him, like on himself.
Oh my God.
Set himself up.
What a dumbass.
So the police were at the establishment. They called the guy. He's like, hey, my manager's here to unlock the safe for you. So the guy came back.
Oh my God.
And ended up shooting.
Oh my God.
And
gosh.
Got in a shootout with officers.
Oh damn. Because
they were waiting for him. He was like, oh shit. And like freaked out.
Had his
out
gun
and
with him. Damn.
Shooting at him. But ultimately, he got arrested and, you know, went to jail.
What an idiot.
All because of himself, pretty much.
Dude, fucking most crazy. Of these criminals end up getting caught because of themselves. It's so funny.
God. What is this Australian man?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is just a little clip. This is just funny. I don't have a ton of the story behind this, but basically, you can go ahead and play the clip because I'm just going to talk over it. But this guy pulls up to a gas station and decides he wants to steal the ATM inside the gas
station. Which people do this. People do this a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the first I'd ever seen of it. So if you're listening, he basically takes like a chain and ties it to his car, and then he breaks into the gas station,
which is
through
closed.
The window.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. He smashes in, he crawls his ass into the gas station, goes back and chains the ATM to his chain.
Yeah.
But in the process, it breaks and he doesn't realize that it breaks. So he goes out, doesn't even fucking look down or anything,
double
starts
check.
Leaving. So he leaves, doesn't work. Then he comes fucking back. He's like, what? Oh, shit. So he goes back. He's like, oh, damn, my thing got messed up. But it's too short to connect it this time. So he just decides you know, at this point, I'm just going to give up. And he fucking just leaves.
Wow. That's actually really funny. Because I've seen people successfully pull this off.
No
but
way.
Yeah. No, actually, when I worked at the bank, this was something that we had. They do like these, you know, meetings every quarter.
Yeah, Joshua worked at a bank, by the way. You should explain this because your background's in tech support. So people are probably like, wait.
Yeah, so I was in between tech support jobs or IT jobs, and I randomly got a job as a bank teller in this tiny, tiny town in Northern Colorado. And I learned a lot, but they actually like sent us to these like annual meetings with the bank to like tell you about robbery and like what to expect. Because it happens a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, there's bank robberies all the day there's bank robberies. No, but because people now, the people you least expect are robbing banks because they don't have to be like big and scary anymore. You literally slip a piece of paper, you flip it over, and as a teller, you're just trained to do exactly what the paper says.
Wow.
So people commit robberies like that all the time. Uh-huh. But they did tell us about that. They literally, like locally, Colorado banks, like this happens all over the place where it's usually the ones on the outside drive-thrus.
Interesting.
If they're kind of too far out and there's a way to back up to it, which is why they put them at the very front close to the building.
Right.
So you can't get a truck in there and bolt really get a, you know, good angle on it.
Yeah. And a lot of banks, though, there's like multiple places to pull up, but you can only like get money out of the closest one to the bank.
The ATM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But some of the banks that, you know, a lot of the older banks, they have them kind of farther out or just out. Sometimes you see them in parking lots.
Yeah.
Yeah. People will go up to them and just like rip them out. Obviously, they build them up bigger now.
Wow.
So it's way, you can't like take, you know how they're like almost small buildings now somewhere. Yeah. So it's rare that you just see the machine. So yeah, it happens in real life though. People get away with
so
it too.
Funny.
Steal the machine. They're like, but there's not that much money in there. People aren't realize.
Yeah, I was
like,
going to say, like, how much do they
and you refill
store
it
things?
Throughout the day usually. Like we would, you know, at lunchtime, you go out there and count the ATM and make sure it has enough to last the rest of the day. It's not like the bank puts thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars
out
there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought
that
was really funny.
But what is this next one here?
Okay, so this guy is quite an interesting dude. So this guy was 22 years old at the time. His name is James Blackenship. And he was charged into breaking and entering into his actual mother's home. So I'm guessing there was some type of shitty relationship. And she's like, you can't come to my house anymore. Yeah. Stay the fuck away from me. So he broke into her house, did it through the first floor window. And he's not been apparently welcome into his mother's home for like 3 months at this point.
Yeah.
He didn't have any possessions on the premises, so he didn't have any right to be there. Not that he would anyway. But once he was discovered by his mother, he just fled the scene, and a neighbor had alerted the police that they had witnessed a man running behind the home. So he was discovered in a crawl space not far from his mother's house. And at the time of the crime, it was like the middle of the day.
Yeah.
He said to the police, I didn't think I could be arrested because it was daytime. And I thought you could only be arrested for burglary at night. He literally thought you could only be arrested for breaking and entering at night.
Which is, sounds ridiculous, but I can see how like some people would think that.
Why?
Because I think that.
Rules only apply at night.
No, like, but I think just like our, like, especially if you're, you know, just growing up, like younger on the younger side.
Yeah.
You know, the only times you really see
he's
people
22,
think of people burglarizing is at night. Like if you think about it as a kid,
I guess he
you don't think
like,
somebody's going to break in your house during the day. It's at night where you start having those fears that somebody could be out.
Yeah.
Out trying to
break in. I guess
maybe
he's like, I only thought I could be arrested at my mom's house.
But that's funny.
The
fact that the resting part is like, dude, come on.
I know.
A crime's a crime, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. He was surprised to find out that you can be arrested no matter what time of day it is.
God.
I know. I thought this, that was funny.
But this next one I've got is pretty funny. Before I talk about it, though, I just want to thank our last sponsors for today.
So as a human, we need nutrients. And these days, it's actually very hard to get nutrients into our bodies because our food isn't always as fresh as it should be. It doesn't always have the amount of nutrients that it should when it's freshly cut. And then, you know, they have to take it and bring it to the grocery store. And by then, it loses all the good stuff that you need. So even if you have a bunch of kale salads and drinks, green smoothies, you're most likely not getting the essential nutrients that you need on a daily basis. This is where Ritual comes in handy. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients that most of us don't get enough from food, all in their clean, absorbable forms. No shady additives, no weird ingredients that can do more harm to your body than good. Just two easy-to-take capsules that provide 9 nutrients that you need to support a strong foundation for your overall health. I've been using Ritual for about a month, and I love how easy it makes taking my vitamins. It's all in one convenient capsule. This is a women's multivitamin, and from D3 to omega-3, Ritual's essential for women and helps fill in gaps in a woman's diet. What's so great about it and so important to me is their capsule has a no nausea design that makes it easy on an empty stomach. There's a mint tab in every bottle that keeps things fresh so you don't get any fishy aftertaste that you normally do when you take a fish oil. You can also get Ritual delivered. A subscription is easy to start and it's easy to snooze. It's only $1 a day to have the essential nutrients that your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps of your diet with Essentials for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/mile to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/mile.
So as you guys probably know, we have 2 dogs, Bernie and Sadie, and obviously their well-being and health is super important to us. And that's why we make sure we feed them good quality dog food, nothing that's highly processed or doesn't look like food at all. And that's why we made the switch to Farmer's Dog, because it's real food made fresh and delivered right to my door, which is super convenient. No more trips to the pet store for food. The Farmer's Dog is an amazing dog food because the recipes are super simple. The meat in it is human grade. You could actually eat your dog's food because it is that fresh. The ingredients are that good. When you actually pour the food into the bowl, it looks like real food. It doesn't look like mush. It doesn't look like something unknown to planet Earth or anything like that. All of the ingredients are wholesome and meet USDA standards using vet design recipes. You can customize it per breed. When you actually sign up for the Farmer's Dog, you actually do a little quiz online as you set up your account that asks you specific questions about your dog, like age, breed, and they formulate the food depending on the dog, which is really awesome. You can customize it and all of that good stuff. And perhaps what the best thing about giving your dogs a fresh food diet is the health benefits, because it's actually been linked to a wealth of them, including a smoother coat, clearer skin, regulated weight, better poops, which honestly, guys, I have noticed that like my dog's digestive systems are working extremely well. They're pooping way more, which is good because it means that, you know, things are going through their bodies. They're getting the nourishments they need. Their breath has been better, less stinky, like less gas, things like that. It's actually been really amazing to see the switch from, you know, the dry food from the bag to the fresh food. They are so much healthier now and seem happier, and they love it. They love how it tastes. So if you guys are interested in the Farmer's Dog, a smarter, healthier option, they've made it extremely simple to get your dog started. All you got to do to start your trial today is go to thefarmersdog.com/milehigher and you'll save 50% and get free shipping. That's thefarmersdog.com/milehigher for 50% off your trial with free shipping. Farmersdog.com/milehigher. Check it out today. I promise you, your dogs will thank you. This one makes me laugh. So a Boston robber snatched a woman's wallet and left behind something that belonged to him. That's very important and you should not lose. And that was his birth certificate. This guy's running around snatching people's belongings. He's running around with his birth certificate.
What?
Yeah. So he stole the wallet, which only had $40 in cash and the victim's ID. However, during the struggle of getting these items, he dropped 2 bags of his own.
What a dummy.
Yeah.
And he just happened to be carrying his birth certificate?
At the very top of it. It wasn't even hidden in there. It was just like laying there in plain sight. Like,
God, what the hell?
Yep. Which identified him.
How dumb can you be to carry your personal identification?
Especially your birth certificate. Yeah. If you're going to be running around. That's the one thing like I never really understand with like some criminals is like,
I don't think it through.
Why are you not thinking this through? Like, if you're going to go pick up a bunch of this, why would you then drive like crazy on the highway and get pulled over? Like, what are you doing, man? But yeah, they identified this guy. His name was Zachary Titani, a 26-year-old resident of Connecticut.
Wow.
And then if it wasn't enough, the bag also contained a letter from his mother addressed to him.
Oh my gosh. Why would you have these things? Like, yeah, I'm going for a robbery. I'm going to take a bunch of personal items. What?
And then he had the audacity to pretend like he wasn't the person the police, when the police called him, he pretended not to be that person. even though they had all this information.
They're like, then how did your stuff just like end up in their house?
Yeah.
Your birth certificate.
That's just so weird, right? Who runs around like most people's birth certificates are like locked away somewhere, you know, like he's running around with it in his bag while he's snatching purses. Like, what the hell?
Oh my God. Okay, dude, this next guy.
This just sounds funny.
Meat thief.
Meat thief.
Sausage thief. Out of Austin, Texas. Okay. This guy's name is Ricardo Cardona. And he got drunk out in Austin, which we got drunk when we were in Austin. Speaking of which, that was a fun time. Sixth Street is lit, y'all.
It is lit.
We got very drunk. It was very fun. But we had a performance the next day. So yeah, it was a little stressful.
I was going to say, if anyone came,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It was rough the night before, yeah. But we pulled it together, and that's all that matters. Austin is a fun place. And this guy got totally fucked up. And he ended up going to a store called Hudson Meats.
Dude, I walked past that place.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I walked
funny.
Past that place a couple times. Yeah, it's like a famous like meats place.
Yeah, so okay, so play the video clip. He decided that he got hungry and he wanted some sausage. Nothing was stopping him. All right, so you can see him pushing on the door. I also slowed this clip down so it looks like everything's happening a little bit slower because it was slightly sped up. But he literally pushes down this huge door. Sneaks, watch
I'm
this.
Hungry.
He pushes the whole freaking door down too. Boom. Breaks their door, falls his ass in. And then he's like trying to figure out how to get into the freezer. He's going to make himself a little sausage snack because he's drunk.
Oh my God. He's like, I'm hungry, man.
Yeah. And they were closed, of course.
I would do this at Taco Bell at like 3 a.m.
And then he goes back on there, puts on an employee's coat, and then falls asleep.
Oh, my God.
The employees actually came to work the next day and found his ass sleeping in the office after eating their food.
Oh, my God.
So he just broke in,
yep.
Made himself a sausage sandwich,
mm-hmm, and then fell asleep in the back office.
Nap, and yep. Now has fucking burglary charges, everything else, trespassing.
Yep.
Wow.
The police officers ended up, they called the police, obviously. They came. They woke him up and told him, like, yo, man, you've been out drinking and you're sleeping in Hudson's Meats right now.
So this wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like he was planning to hit this place. And
no, he just was like, I'm hungry and drunk. He was like, nothing's stopping me. And he went in.
Yeah.
And the store owner said that the insurance money paid for the replacement door. So it was all good.
Yeah. And he put it down really gently, too. He was like, oh, I got to be careful.
I know. Well, it also looked like that because I slowed down the clip.
Oh, I got you.
It's about half the speed, but yeah.
Yeah, and he only got trespassing. What a lucky guy.
I know.
Had a good night.
All right, now I want to know about this donkey. We have had a donkey obsession this summer because we moved out to where there's some land, and Josh's dad actually used to work at a donkey rescue.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we'll have to have him come on and talk about donkeys because he had some interesting information, folks. It was interesting.
Yes, they're very cool animals, actually.
We were considering getting one. We don't think we have enough space for one, unfortunately.
We'll see.
Maybe.
Maybe a miniature one or something.
But there's a really interesting donkey race in Colorado every year, you guys, if you ever look it up.
There is. I hope to go to it and compete one day.
I want to go.
Oh my God.
Can you see me like
take
running?
Yes. Your dad.
It's really funny because what they do is everybody brings their donkeys and they run alongside their donkey. But
oh my gosh.
The thing about donkeys and you'll see in this story is that they do whatever the fuck they want. Like you can't tell them what to do. They're kind of they have a mind of their own. Mm-hmm. So this story is about a getaway donkey that foils thieves in Colombia, which
he's wearing a giant sombrero on his back. What's up with that?
So, you know, in most robberies, people are like, I need a fast car or motorcycle or something to get away. But this gang of thieves in Colombia abducted a 10-year-old donkey named Javi. So after they abducted the donkey, the actual heist went really well. The three criminals robbed a convenience store, stealing a bunch of food and supplies and rum. And then they loaded all their goods onto the donkey, that's what's the big thing with donkeys is they can carry a ton of weight. They're super strong and they're used as like pack animals to bring things into places where, you know, a car maybe couldn't go. So that's exactly what they did is they stole the donkey, put the goods on him. But the thing is that Javi, the donkey, decided not to cooperate with these thieves.
Says, I have morals.
So Javi, the donkey, decided not to cooperate and instead let out a series of loud brays, which we actually have a donkey pretty near us. A neighbor has one and they
so
go
cute.
Like hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw,
they really
like,
do
over
that.
And over again sometimes.
Yeah, but sometimes we hear them.
Which this is exactly what Javi the donkey did and it got the attention of the police. The police are like, this is weird. Like this donkey's got this shitload of stuff on
criminals.
It. Yeah. So they ended up finding, you know, they went over to the donkey and they busted these thieves.
Oh my gosh, I love
that. And realized
that
they stole all the shit.
That's so funny.
And Javi returned home safely, which is the best part of the story.
Maybe he just like had a bad vibe, or maybe they weren't very nice to him. And he was like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm about to foil your plan.
Well, he probably was like, who the fuck are you? Because that's the thing about donkeys is they actually remember who you are. They're like a dog. They bond with humans and stuff. So
they're really, really smart animals.
That's probably what it is. They're probably like, who the hell are you? Why'd you take me from my owner?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought that was really funny. Oregon man allegedly breaks into home with cat spaghetti.
Okay, so hear me out. I almost didn't include this because it's a very short story, but it's so funny. This guy, he's 38 years old. His name's Ryan Bishop, and he has a cat named Spaghetti. It's a very cute cat.
I have a meatball.
I know. I was like, we have a meatball. We could be friends, cat friends. So anyway, he decides that he wanted to break into someone's house, but not for anything bad. He broke into this couple's house in Oregon with his cat Spaghetti, like with cat in tow. He's like, come on, let's go. Let's do this together. And when they were there, he ate a cupcake, made some coffee, and then found their Christmas onesie in the dryer and like put it on.
What the hell? He's like, I need a little Christmas cheer. I'll just go over to the neighbor's house with my cat.
They ended up finding his ass. They came home and he was there. And they were like, what the hell? So he ended up getting arrested for first degree burglary, first degree criminal mischief, and first degree theft for the Christmas jumper that he took.
My God. And now his poor cat doesn't have an owner because his owner's in jail.
I know. So they actually called animal control because he was in the crawl space of the house. He stayed there.
Spaghetti.
This is an old story, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure this didn't just happen. Oh. But I'm sure he's been adopted by now. Although I would gladly let him join my zoo. I don't know if our cats would be cool with spaghetti, a third cat.
Meatball would be like, what?
Yeah, Meatball would be like, no spaghetti.
Spaghetti and Meatball.
She's like, Meatball's reign supreme here, man.
He's a really cute cat, though, actually. There's a picture of him, but I don't have it in the document.
God, that's funny, though.
Who
breaks in?
I'm sure he's
cat.
Been adopted by now.
God, what the hell?
And the homeowner declined for her onesie to be returned.
Yeah, I would be like, the
she's
fuck?
Like, he can keep it. So, yeah.
What a weird thing to do, though. Like, I know. What made this guy want to do that?
It kind of reminded me of, like, the Three Bears. You know, someone else reminded us of that the other night.
Reminds
too.
Me of, like, Home that. Alone, too.
Yeah.
You know?
But to just go in and, like, make yourself at home and, like, be like, I want some coffee and,
bring your
and a
cat.
Cupcake. And, yeah, bring my cat.
How does he... How
me
do
and my
even...
cat need to come in your house.
Oh, my God. What the hell, man?
I know. It's really funny.
So, I've got another dumb bank robber. This one's funny, too.
There's so many dumb bank robbers.
Oh, yeah.
And this people don't think this shit through at all. It's unreal.
No. Or they just don't understand how it works or anything like this guy. So on March 23rd, 2010, Albert Bailey, an unnamed juvenile accomplice, decided to rob a bank in Connecticut. And to streamline the procedure, Albert called the bank in advance to let them know that he was coming in with his buddy to rob it. And the intention here is to give the bank plenty of time to get the money ready so that the two of them could just walk in. Take the cash and leave.
I mean, that is some really flawed thinking there.
In theory, it sounds smart.
Please get
it
ready so I don't have to wait around too long and possibly get caught.
So then, and I'm pretty sure they were like in the parking lot. They were like not that far away from it because like minutes later, Albert sends in his juvenile. So that's his whole thing too with this angle is that he sent in like a minor to do his dirty work essentially to go into the bank and actually do the robbery. With a note as well to eliminate any confusion, perhaps in the case the bank was also waiting for a different robber. And meanwhile, a bank employee had the police on the phone and updated them about everything that was happening. The robbers had demanded $100,000, but they settled for a lot less, $99,100 less to be exact. $900.
Oh my gosh.
And then they walked out into the arms of police who arrested them both immediately without incident.
What idiots? How did they think that was going to work at all?
I don't know, man. It makes no sense whatsoever.
You just gave them a heads up that you're coming. What?
Because I think like, you know, they probably heard or maybe they've robbed banks before. Like a lot of the money is not like in the drawers.
Yeah.
Like, they keep the shit. They run banks are run very like tightly. Mm-hmm. So that maybe you thought, you
prepare
know, we'll fool
advance,
the bank.
Please.
We'll fool the bank.
What? Wow, that's some really failed logic.
Because the bank's just going to call the police every single time. They're not going to fall for that shit. But they face 9 years in prison for that.
Damn.
For that one fucking little thing.
Not smart.
So dumb, man.
I feel like in this day and age, it's so hard to rob a bank. Like, what are the chances of actually getting away with it and getting to keep all the money and just going off and living with it?
Totally. Totally.
You know?
And you're, and most of the times you can't even get off with that much money either.
Yeah.
Like, it's, is it even worth it to rob
right.
a bank? Mm-hmm. And it's so, and most of them are armed now. They have so much security. It's just a really stupid thing to do.
Okay. So these two men, McNeely and Miller, that's their last names, 23 and 20 years old. They are on the screen right now. They came up with a brilliant plan after getting drunk together to break into someone's apartments with fake beards and masks, literally drawn onto their face with black permanent marker.
Oh my God.
And something about the fact that they were drinking, I think that's why they decided yeah. to do this, because yeah. no one, who would do this? This would make no sense.
They literally took like a black Sharpie to their face and just scribbled all over it.
Just, it wasn't even like
remotely.
They didn't even try.
They didn't even color it in.
No. Yeah, it was like they just literally like.
They must have been really fucked up then.
Really, really fucked up, right? So they decided to just go into someone's apartment. Police received a call that there was an attempted burglary, and then they later pulled over a car matching the suspect's vehicle. When they stopped them in their 94 Buick Roadmaster, they were bewildered when they found out that this drunk pair, nicknamed Dumb and Dumber, were wearing God. Makeshift disguises literally drawn onto their face. Black ink scribbles.
I wish there was so bad there were, this was like on an episode of Live PD or something. Like,
oh my gosh, I can't so imagine. Funny. I know, I was reading so the article funny. Was like, I'm sure the cops were just laughing.
They're
like,
probably laughing their asses
You guys
off.
Thought this was going to keep you from like being detected? This was a good
Such great disguises,
disguising
man.
Disguising yourself? What?
Looks like a two-year-old yeah. drew all over him.
So they were both charged with second-degree burglary, and then one of them also got drunk driving.
Imagine, like, going to prison and then, like, telling other inmates there, like, how'd you guys get busted?
Like, well, we weren't wearing the best disguises.
Well, we ran out of time to get a disguise, so we just drew on each
like,
other.
Wait, shit, man, we need a disguise, though, before we go. It's like, oh, I got an idea. Let me grab a marker out of my mom's drawer.
And I like right. how I like how this guy, too, has, like, idiots. Tried to do an outline of the Batman mask.
He totally did a Batman yeah. mask.
To try to make himself
look
cool.
I like how that
cool.
guy only drew on one eye, too. He's yeah. like, I'm going to put this little, like, eyebrow thing on. I mean, it looks so bad. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. I read in the article that some of the police officers were thinking that they did it just to like scare the people that they were breaking in, that they like were purposely trying to like freak them out or
Ooh,
something.
Whoa, scary.
I know. So either way, it just doesn't make sense.
Wow,
it's
that's
really funny. So okay, Janelle has one too that she brought. This one's really funny.
All right, people. So this is about a 49-year-old man named Douglas, and he's from no other place than Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's where all the crazy shit happens.
And come on, if you're from Florida, but, you know. Yeah, you know.
No, they know. They watch know. Their local yeah, they news. Know. They know what the hell's going on down
Every
there.
Every time I go to Florida, watching the local news is so funny.
Yeah.
It's so entertaining.
It's always just wild stuff,
I've watched
too.
It for, like, hours. Like, it's just so entertaining.
People do the weirdest stuff there, I swear.
Mm-hmm. It's the heat.
Yeah.
All We're right. losing it.
So back in 2018, Douglas actually bought some meth from his drug dealer and went ahead and took some and had what he said was a violent reaction. Mm. So it wasn't a good trip for Sir Douglas. And he was pretty pissed off and believed that this was not actually meth and that it was laced with something, some poison or something. So he was
some
like,
dirty shit.
My drug dealer fucking gypped me, man. Yeah. So he's pretty mad at this point. So you know what he decided to do was, which I think is best, call the police and, you know, tell him, like, look, I took these drugs. I'm pretty sure my drug dealer screwed me over. So would you be able to test the drugs for me to see if it's meth or not? And the police were like, of course, man,
yeah,
bring your drugs
down.
In. Yeah. Come on down to the station. Yeah. We'll test it for you. So that's what he did.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Surprise, it was meth. You know, just not a good batch or something. And they charged him.
It's like, hey.
They charged his ass with possession. Right there and there.
Wow.
And walked him over to the jail.
Damn.
What did he think was going to happen? I guess he thought it's probably not meth, so they won't be able to arrest me. He must have been very,
he was
very
still
sure
trying
it was
to buy
meth.
Meth, right?
He didn't know like what little... it even was.
Or maybe he thought, anything. Like, I don't know. You know, in like, there's like some states where you can go in like and shoot up at like certain places that are government run and
like
stuff.
Safe.
Yeah, there's like, I forget what they're called. They're called safe.
I don't remember that they're
safe
called.
Places
really?
Or something. Yeah, huh. In some states there is. So, not Florida. Florida's definitely not one of them. So maybe like
I don't think
in
they
his
have that
head
in the United States. I think it's in
Yeah, other I was going to say.
No, there like, is in really? New Jersey, I think, is really? Where it's at. Yeah, because I've heard Cory Booker talking about it before.
Interesting.
Yeah, wait, they so have a place where, you know, instead of like, safely... actually, they talked about it on like the live rescue show or something like that. I heard it on there too. Like, they have these places where you go there and you can like shoot up and like be safe about it, essentially, and get medical help if you need it. Versus like, because there's so many overdoses from heroin and things like that.
So maybe they're hoping that while people are there, they can also try to talk to them about like...
No, it's just so that you don't like share needles and like do it in a dangerous way where you're going to die. You're
spreading it or...
How's that legal?
They say if you're going to do it, you might as well do it here. Well,
it's like this, it's this weird like gray area. This like safe
haven type of thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think even the police department's like on board with it and stuff. It's interesting. Like it's that bad to the point where they're just trying to like
save lives, keep
people from dying, you know?
Yeah.
It's an epidemic. I don't know. There's a lot of people who are addicted, and it's very hard to just stop. Yeah, so you might as well help them, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe this guy thought, like, you know, if I just bring my meth down there, go, you know, I had a violent reaction. Like, I got this is dangerous. I got screwed. Got sick. Like, I should go after the dealer that sold me this bad meth. But obviously,
oh, wow, this really is really interesting. They actually have plans to open it in major cities: New York, Philadelphia, San Fran, Seattle, and others such as Denver.
Yep.
Wow.
Do they give you the drugs as well?
No.
It's just a place with safe tools and stuff.
I don't know exactly. I don't know enough about it to say. But it is.
That's so strange.
Place designed.
But interesting. Makes sense.
Rather than being like on the street, you can like you know, and overdosing
and needles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they try to steer them on the path to recovery too.
You know? Obviously. Yeah. Like it's somewhere to get help too.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's not just like a room you go in and then you leave. Like it's center.
Though. I don't know if people are there to be like, oh, you're here to use meth. Well, come here and let's talk about or not. I think it's more heroin, not meth.
It makes sense though. If they did, they should like at least give out like pamphlets or something. I mean,
I don't know. If
it's hard. It's a huge issue. Okay, I wanted to end off today with kind of a fun and cute one. So this happened in 2012. Two Welsh tourists actually landed themselves in court because they got drunk and decided to steal a penguin called Dirk. Penguin's
Dirk
name is Dirk.
The penguin.
Yep. And they stole him from the SeaWorld in Australia.
Damn, how do you Reese pull that off?
Owens Jones and Carrie Mules, age 20 and 21, broke into the park on the Queensland Gold Coast, and swam with the dolphins, let off a fire extinguisher in the shark's enclosure.
Jesus.
So that's a big problem. And then they took Dirk. They took his ass.
Wow.
Yep. They took him home. It was basically like the Hangover movies. They wake up hungover and they find a penguin in their apartment.
Like, how the fuck did you get here?
Holy shit.
So they tried their best to take care of him by feeding him, putting him in the shower.
What the hell, man?
Poor penguin. Poor Dirk.
Yeah,
so then they ended up releasing Dirk into a canal, which was very bad behavior because obviously you don't set domestic animals into the wild.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then he was spotted by a local and they called the police. They finally figured it out that it was them and stuff and
took his ass home.
Yeah, told them to drink a little less vodka and they were fined $1,000 Australian.
That's it.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, the Australians are so chill, man, over there.
Like, oh, yeah, it took a penguin, man.
Yeah, they're like, all right, as long as he's back. They got him back. So they're like, it's no damage.
Rental's $1,000, man.
I don't know. The biggest thing, though, is like letting the fire extinguisher off in the shark enclosure.
Sure, that was a mess to clean up.
That's really crazy. So, yeah, we have a clip of it. Do you want to watch this next clip?
Yeah, I want to see Dirk.
Okay.
Show us Dirk.
Early morning and a group of friends with a hangover wake to find a penguin in their living room.
Can't believe how penguin in my apartment, man. You stole a penguin.
A fairy penguin called Dirk, taken one night last month after they slipped past security at Brisbane SeaWorld. The men later panicked and dropped Dirk in a canal where he was picked up and returned to the park. Now, two of those involved, Rhys Jones and Kerry Mules, believed to be from South Wales, have been fined $1,000, or about £600, for stealing him. Speaking at the time, one of the men said they meant no harm.
We are, all three of us, sorry, SeaWorld, and the time lost, you know, searching for Dirk, you know, and, just glad he's all right.
The theme park, too, was relieved to get Dirk back in one piece.
This animal is a captive-born animal, 7 years old, never experienced things like boats or wide-open spaces, so we're very fortunate to see Dirk back with his mates.
Dirk is now fine, none the worse from being, you've guessed it, the victim of a bird brain prank.
You gotta love that, man. How can you not love that? That's so funny.
I know. At least they didn't go steal money. They're like, let's go get a penguin, man. That'd be fun.
That, man.
I know.
They'll never fly here.
I know. So
that's hilarious, man.
Anyway, guys, if you enjoyed this episode of Mile Higher Podcast, be sure to let us know in the comments and feedback. And we will definitely do another one in the future because, like we said, there are endless dumb crimes out there.
Hopefully you guys are having a great day, and we will see you guys next week. Stay safe.
And stay woke.
See you guys next time.